All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. I'm Matt Kasar. This is episode 9, and I'm here in the studio with my very special guest, The Experience.
Hey.
Yes.
All right, guys, so let's we'll go around the horn and introduce yourselves. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, and we'll take it from there.
Well, my name is Ayo. I bring the hip-hop swag to the group, I would say.
Yeah. They call me Cuba, and I bring that Latin flavor to the group.
Yes, and I'm Jay Maw, straight from Rock City. That's St. Thomas, VI, and I'm bringing that dancehall reggae flavor to the group.
Yeah,
yes, sir. Yep.
That's awesome. That's a great combination of influences, and I see you guys all over the internet. Not only your own, social media outlets that you have branded as your own, but just mentioned all over the place. You just Google your name, and before you know it, there's a million hits. So. How do you guys do that? How do you keep it out there? Do you manage it yourselves, all that kind of online persona?
You know, it's funny that you say that. It's been a blessing. You know,
yeah.
we're fresh out the oven, you know?
Yeah.
And we literally just did an island pop version of a song. Our song is called Me Enamoras. It was a island pop version of this song called Hold Ya, and it just blew up in the Latin community, and after that, it was like we saw it on hundreds of sites and stuff, and it was pretty amazing.
It's definitely good. It's
a good feeling.
pretty good. Yeah.
That's great. So just looking at your backgrounds online, too, you all come from very diverse backgrounds, which is reflected in your music, and as a group, as a band, coming together, you can just see how each of those pieces fit.
Yeah, they vibe really, really well, actually.
So yeah. you came from the Virgin Islands.
I came from the Virgin Island, yes.
And you came there, what, 13, 14 years old?
Yeah, I was 15 when I came here.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I brought that dancehall flavor with me.
Yeah.
So that's what I bring to the group.
What was that like? So you're a teenage guy coming here, and you came right to Pennsylvania, right to the Lehigh Valley area?
Yeah. I had family already in Pennsylvania,
uh-huh.
So, and you know, my mom wanted, better opportunities for me. So she said, I'm shipping you out.
Nice.
I had no choice, but I came, and I actually, I love it. I love it.
He was a mail order husband, you know.
Yeah. Those arranged marriages.
Yeah, right? He put me in a box, and I was out. Yeah, but I love it. I love it here in PA. I always kept that St. Thomas. I always kept the culture with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's how I got my, they call it yanking, but I don't really speak with my accent as much because, I live in the States.
Right.
So I talk regular, just like you. So when I'm home, I go into, okay, mommy. I go into my accent.
Yeah. It's funny when we hit the studio, it's like, he's like, oh, Cuba, I wrote this verse, and he's talking to me like normal, and then he goes in there.
Yeah, I wrote this verse.
And like, oh yeah, hey man, we gotta do that, and I'm like, all
right,
all right, swag it out.
That's great.
Whatever you say.
Right? Has music always been a part of your lives?
Oh
yes,
as far back as you can remember.
Yeah,
always.
I remember. I remember the first time I knew it was gonna always be in my life. My mom had this thing at her church, and she was just like, please, we're going to do like a little skit and sing, Billy Joel in the middle of the night, like we're going to sing it live. And, I want you to be Billy Joel, whatever. And it was my mom, my brother and I, and we literally did it. And I just remember like the feeling, like the audience was, they just, were clapping and they felt so good. And that energy it just felt like, this is it. This is what I want to do,
How old were you?
I was 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
8 years old, yeah. And after that, I just started writing songs and making little beats on my crappy keyboard, and with my cousin from Puerto Rico. And it just grew from there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, you were born in Pennsylvania.
Right.
Raised in Miami and the Lehigh Valley?
Correct. Yeah, I was, I'm half Cuban, half Puerto Rican, okay. I'm all American though. I try to get that clear, But yeah, my dad's Cuban and my mom's Puerto Rican. So, my whole Puerto Rican family, they're all out here. They're up in the north.